England is not the only place marred by riots this week. Chile has seen its share of young people clashing with police and looters smashing shop windows. The disturbances there took place on the margins of an otherwise peaceful student protest movement. Tens of thousands of Chilean students took to the streets of the capital, Santiago, as they've been doing for months now. The students are demanding an increase in government spending on education. They want all Chileans to have free and equal access to public schools and universities. Reporter Stephen Bodson is in Santiago. How has it happened, Stephen, that these otherwise peaceful protests have deteriorated into violence?
Well, generally, these protests attract a lot of people. You get frequently 100,000 people. So if 100 people show up who are there to basically cause trouble, that certainly gets a lot of attention. But I think that the huge majority of people who are there peacefully. And in fact, I've even seen people doing what they can to detain or to at least harass some of the bigger troublemakers.
Well, what exactly have you seen? I know you've been out talking to people through the day today.
I was in Valparaiso, which is a smaller city near Santiago, and there was a march of about 20 or 30,000 people. It went along with a lot of people chanting and singing. Eventually, a few troublemakers were throwing rocks at police, tearing up cobblestones to throw rocks. And, of course, the police respond with tear gas and water cannons. And then it just kind of turns into street battles with people taking advantage of the chaos to occasionally loot stores as well. A few sporting goods stores there were looted. And frequently here in Santiago, cell phone shops ended up getting looted as well.
Why is the amount that the government's spending on education in Chile such a hot issue there?
Over the last 30 years, Chile's gone through a big change where it used to be that university educations were free. Today, university educations can cost quite a bit, really the kind of money that somebody might spend in Europe or in the States, but people's income here is much lower. And really, the main issue here isn't really just about education, it's about social mobility, because right now people see education as one of their few paths to social mobility, but rather than being able to take advantage of that, they end up, if they try to get education, they end up going deeper and deeper into debt. So there's just a lot of frustration that a country that's getting wealthier and wealthier hasn't been able to help poor people move up the income ladder through education.
So I wonder what the reaction then has been to the fact that these protests have decayed into violence. Has that lessened any kind of support for the protesters?
Well, according to the opinion polls, there's still very, very widespread support for the protesters. It's around 70% in the general public, and support for their demands is actually higher, more about 80%, while support for the president and for his government has dropped below 30%. I spoke today to Professor Dante Contreras at the Economics Department at the University of Chile, and he said that people are ready for a change.
Society is collapsing in terms of expectation in comparison with reality. We have money, we have resources, so now people are expecting the result now.
So, Stephen, is the government listening? Is the government showing any sign of giving in to the students' demands?
Well, the government's turned over a couple of responses, but those have been roundly rejected by the students. So at this point, it's a stalemate, and we shall see where things go from here.
Reporter Stephen Bodson on the violence that's erupted as thousands of students are protesting in Chile. Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you.